You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's once again time for our SME of the Week. And this week we're looking at a unique company called Sorry for Change. The company was founded by Iman Ganiji. And she joins me in studio to take a look at the business and try and understand what the business is all about. Hi, Iman. Thanks so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is Sorry for Change and how did it come about?
So Sari for Change is a social enterprise where we upcycle the traditional sari to create one-of-a-kind garments. This is in response to the fast fashion industry where 84% of clothing or textiles end up in landfills. So we upcycle the sari and heritage textiles in response to the fast fashion industry's waste issues. But we also upskill women. We teach them how to sew and stitch and they become our suppliers. And this is in response to the fact that people in the fashion industry earn less than $2 per day. Mm. And we're looking at how we can get rid of these exploitation issues.
Mm. Iman, where did this come from? What inspired the business? I mean, you must have been doing something and you looked and said, you know what, we can actually make a difference here.
So my mom has been in the clothing industry for 35 years and she saw the ills firsthand experience. She saw it and she knew that, you know, we have to do something differently. Mm. We need to pioneer a space where people can look to it and actually see that fashion can be done in a different manner. And so we are in a pioneering space. It is sustainable fashion. We're one of the few in South Africa, but we've been around for 10 years now and it keeps growing and growing. We've reached international audiences. And it's just been amazing to see how the small brand, which actually grew from our garage to where it is today, it's quite inspiring. We've been on the catwalk in Italy. We recently presented at COP28 where we showcased our business model. And it's just great to see so many people wanting to join and making the circle bigger.
Now, in addition to all of the international growth and all the hard work you've put in, you've also been recognized by the SAB Foundation for Social Innovation Awards and the Mail and Guardian. Take me through just how that recognition has helped you just reaffirm what you guys are doing.
I think when you're in a space where you are faced, well, you're looking at inequality every single day. And the reason why we're in business is to raise women out of the employment or the unemployment they find themselves in. And so when we have organizations that affirm it, you know, it does, you step back and like, okay, we're on the right track, because it isn't easy. It isn't easy working in Cosmocity or in Dobsonville and Yeovil and seeing the poverty and seeing women unemployed and, you know, they mandate or they struggle is to put food on the table. And so Sorry for Change is trying to solve that. We upskill women, we teach them how to sew and stitch, they become our suppliers and they earn immediately.
Take me through what the business looks like now. You've touched on it now to say that you source from women, you teach them how to contribute towards the business. What does the business look like right now and how big is the operation?
So we have recently transitioned. We now have a foundation and the company, so that's where all the clothing is sold through, but the foundation does all the training. And this was a big adjustment. We had to split the two because before our business was running our training model and that wasn't sustainable, it wasn't profitable. And so we've been in this transitional phase for some time separating the two, but it's been great because we have corporate now on board on the foundation side and it's great to see them support us. And you know, we are calling out for corporate sponsor a hub, come and see what's happening in Dobsonville, in Yeovil, in Cosmocity. Then the other thing is that we're currently rebranding, so it feels like we're doing something completely new, and I'm excited for that because I've got a creative team and I just feel like there's all these opportunities coming.
Mm. Let's get into some of the products that you guys manufacture, and you say you upcycle traditional saris and what would have been otherwise discarded by previous owners. What do you make from that? And what are some of the challenges you're going through in that process?
So the Hindu or the Muslim community donate their saris to us or our other heritage textiles. And then our mandate is to upcycle it. Every item we make is one of a kind. And so, because every sari is one of a kind. And so we have our staple designs like the kimono, the kaftan, jackets, dresses, and those are our go-tos. But because the sari is one of a kind, I think the issue is that each fabric is one of a kind, and so you work with each fabric differently. So there's always this approach, you expect things to be done in 2 weeks, but it's actually 3 weeks or 4 weeks, because everything is so different, and you expect it to come out, oh no, you know, this fabric is a chiffon, this is a silk, and you know, when we're teaching the woman, it takes them longer to learn how to work each fabric. So I think that would be the issues that we currently have, but more training and get through it.
Where do you see the business going? What do you envision for the business? I mean, you said you've been around for 10 years. It's a very different business 10 years in to what it was when you started. What do the next 10 years look like for you?
I think to revolutionize or to transform the manufacturing industry in South Africa, it currently is dead. We don't have a manufacturing industry. And so looking at how we can change that, transform it, and how they can become more sustainable. So we recently had a collaboration with Pick and Pay Clothing, and we asked them the question, what are you doing to support sustainable organizations, or how are you being sustainable in your approach in the fashion industry?
Speaking of sustainability, the foundation, obviously that is aimed at empowering the women that you work with, or the women that feed into the ecosystem. When you kind of deal with the training aspects of things, are you providing the equipment for the women? Are they bringing their own equipment? I'm just trying to get a sense of, if someone is out there that wants to be part of the foundation side of it before being part of the commercial side of it, how does that work?
We provide all the equipment and all the training, all the skill development. It's just about finding communities that are wanting the skill set. And, you know, some women go, we have three different trainings. So we have tier one, tier two, tier three. And some people only want to stay in tier one, others in tier three. So it's really up to the woman what they want, what they're hungry for. But everything is given to them. You know, we don't believe in employment. We don't believe in a stipend. The idea is that women need to be participants in their own life, and they need to take ownership of it. We can't rely on politicians or people to, you know, give us handouts. It doesn't work. And so the idea is that you have to take control of your own life. And here there's free knowledge, there's equipment, take ownership of it, and you do what you want with it. And we've had 120 women go through the program. Some have become our suppliers, others have started their own businesses, and they're self-sufficient. And that's the whole aim of it, is to move women to self-sufficiency.
That's remarkable. That's a remarkable story. Most importantly, Iman, how do people get hold of you? How do people buy the products? How can they see the products? How can they be part of the foundation if they want to contribute? How do people get hold of you?
Sure. So our website is www.sorryforchange.co.za. So you can get hold of us on our website or our Instagram page. It's at sorryforchange_, or our Facebook page. But you can just pop us a DM or an email and we'll get back to you.
Iman, I'm on the website and I see the Imani puffer. What is that?
So I was born in Kenya and I witnessed this fusion of culture, you know, African, Swahili, Yemeni, Indian, Malay. And so the Imani puffer is trying to show unity in textile. And so it's essentially a puffer jacket, but the one side is a Maasai blanket or a kanga, which is a talking fabric because of its proverbs or its, you know, beautiful sayings. And the reverse is a sari. So it's really snug, keeps you warm in winter, but it's one of my favorite designs that I've created, and hopefully you take it further in the next winter season.
This is definitely a design worth checking out. If you want to go have a look at it, it is on their website. There you have it, folks. Sorry for Change, business doing exceptional work in our communities in South Africa and around the world. If you want to get hold of them, that is Sorry with an I, so sorryforchange.co.za. You can place an order from them, you can support the business, you can support the foundation, and you can support the really good work that they do. Thank you so much, Iman. Thank you for coming through. We wish you the best of luck with your business. We wish you all of the successes, and we look forward to seeing where you end up. That was Iman Ganiji, who is the founder of Sorry for Change, joining me for this week's SME.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.